AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Northern Virginia resident Jay Kim is among millions in the Mid-Atlantic region who are hunkered down with his wife and son while a big snowstorm blows through the region.
Thankfully, we really enjoy each other, so we'll just hang out and enjoy each other's company.
The snowfall has made travel treacherous, leading to at least 9 deaths in 4 states and could dump up to 2 feet of snow in some areas. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney hopes people stay patiently inside.
I know it can get frustrating during these storms, but it really all comes into perspective when you think about those workers who are working through these conditions and often putting themselves in harm's way so that we can stay home and warm with our families.
Forecasters say as much as 2 feet or more of snowfall could fall on Baltimore and Washington, nearly as much for Philadelphia. Not so unhappy to be stranded, passengers on a cruise ship that was supposed to return to the port of Baltimore from the Bahamas on Sunday. The arrival has been delayed at least until Monday because of the storm. A China-based travel agency says an American university student recently detained by North Korea is being held over an unspecified incident at his hotel before he was scheduled to board a flight for Beijing. Jeffrey Fole, who was held for 6 months in North Korea in 2014, says he's praying for Otto Warmbier.
I can sympathize with him and his family, what they must be going through right now. Like I said, our thoughts and prayers go out to them. That was what got me through my ordeal.
Canadians are mourning after a gunman opened fire at a high school and a second location in the Aboriginal community in northern Saskatchewan, leaving 4 dead and at least 2 injured. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police do have a suspect.
One male was taken into custody outside of the school and a firearm was secured.
California's governor rejects parole for Bruce Davis, a follower of cult leader Charles Manson. This is AP Radio News. The head of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced sweeping changes, adding more female and minority voting members to prevent another year of all-white Oscar nominees. AP Entertainment writer Sandy Cohen reports actor Don Cheadle believes Hollywood's diversity problem extends beyond the Academy.
He said, you know, it's a great start, but it's treating the symptom and not the core of the problem, which is entry-level opportunity for women and people of color to get into the industry and maybe ascend to a decision-making position.
Fired by the managers of his winning team, Cleveland Cavaliers coach David Blatt. Cavs GM David Griffin says his team needs a new identity with a collective spirit and will.
To be truly elite, we have to buy into a set of values and principles that we believe in.
And in baseball, an AP source says free agent outfielder Yonas Cespedes and the New York Mets have reached a $75 million 3-year deal. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.